Every week, we like to check in with WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines, to get a preview of the story she's sending reporters in the newsroom out to cover. Kate, thanks for coming in. I know this has been an incredibly busy morning, and everybody's been running around. Obviously, it's the Eric Garner story is the lead story today.
Right. Today was, it was not entirely unexpected, but the U.S. Department of Justice, the Eastern District, announced that it would not be bringing civil rights charges against Daniel Pantaleo. This is the New York City police officer who has been implicated in the death of Eric Garner almost exactly 5 years ago. It will be exactly 5 years ago tomorrow.
And that's important because?
Because the statute of limitations may be running out. Although it's not entirely clear if there is a statute of limitations on something like this. I keep hearing different things.
Interesting, okay.
But, it was widely believed that there was a 5-year statute of limitations on these type of charges. This is not to say that there could not be other charges. But Richard Donahue, the U.S. attorney, made it pretty clear today that this case is now closed from a federal point of view.
Okay, who's working the case from the WNYC newsroom?
I actually have three reporters on it right now. Earlier this morning, I sent Gwen Hogan to a press conference with Garner family members and Reverend Al Sharpton, who had met with federal prosecutors. Then at 11 o'clock, the federal prosecutor spoke. Cindy Rodriguez covered that. And now I have reporter Morella Ivorak out speaking to Staten Island residents to sort of gauge their reaction to it.
It's interesting that in the write-ups that I've been reading in preparation for you to come in here, it's the over the 5 years. The 5 years seem to be a big issue for a lot of people. I mean, how many attorneys general have we had?
Yeah, I was
in 5 years?
Trying to count, like Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Jeff Sessions,
and Rothstein.
Interim, and now William Barr, who was said to be. Involved in this decision. The U.S. attorney issued a very lengthy press release today. It was something like 5 pages explaining their decision to not move forward.
What were some of the reasons?
Some are kind of inexplicable to me, who's a layperson and not well-versed in criminal law, and some of them were pretty straightforward. Basically, they said, we can't prove that Daniel Pantaleo violated Eric Garner's civil rights. We just can't prove it. And this is why we can't prove it. We looked at the video, and we noted that when we looked at the video, when we talk about chokehold, he did not appear to be in a chokehold at the time Eric Garner was saying, I can't breathe. We heard nothing, we reviewed video evidence. We looked at the autopsies, and we can't say without reasonable doubt that, Pantaleo violated his civil rights.
And those are the reasons they gave.
Those are the reasons they gave.
It's interesting. Mayor de Blasio put out a statement, and it's to that 5-year point. With the 5th anniversary of the tragic death of Eric Garner less than 24 hours away, federal law enforcement agencies have just announced they will not pursue charges against Officer Pantaleo. Years ago, we put our faith in the federal government to act. We won't make that same mistake again. New York City is not the same city it was 5 years ago. We are a different city, and we must act like a different city. Moving forward, we will not wait for the federal government to commence our own disciplinary proceedings. That's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be really interested to see reaction to this, because the knock against de Blasio during all of this was de Blasio said, we have to wait. Okay, we tried to bring a grand jury indictment against him in Staten Island. The grand jury voted not to indict. So local courts have failed. And we, the city of New York, would like to bring disciplinary proceedings against him, but we need to wait for the Department of Justice. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice, is going through attorney general after attorney general, and they are not appearing to move very quickly. And they're saying, well, we want to see what New York City does. So everybody was kind of in this weird wait and see mode for 5 years, really mm-hmm. 4 years. It was last year that the Department of Justice said, all right, we're going to go ahead and take a look at this case. And last year was when the city said, okay, we're going to do a disciplinary trial. But it took 4 years to get to that point.
And forgive me because I don't remember, last time we talked about that, it was that disciplinary trial.
Right. That disciplinary trial has concluded. It was, after many fits and starts and delays, It happened in the spring. It concluded in May. And now we are waiting to hear a decision. And just to remind people what a disciplinary trial means, it's sort of this internal review that there is a judge proceeding over it. There's no jury. It is not public. You can be in the courtroom. We had a reporter in the courtroom. But there is no record of the proceedings. It's not like you can go back and look at testimony. And the judge will recommend a decision. And the judge will say something like, I recommend that Pantaleo be fired. I recommend that he lose his pension. Or I recommend no action. The judge will then make her recommendation to Commissioner O'Neill, who can then choose to accept the recommendation or not. It's not binding. And we may never find out because these proceedings are shielded by what we call 50A, which is a state law that prevents police disciplinary records from being released to the public. Although it's widely believed that this will be leaked mm-hmm. to the press.
So three reporters working that story. All right, let's move on. Since I mentioned Mayor de Blasio issuing a statement, Mayor de Blasio has been taking it in the chin for not being in New York on Saturday during the blackout. I was watching it in real time on Twitter, and Cory Johnson seemed to be de facto mayor at the moment.
There were no shortage of public officials waiting to fill that void.
Okay, so including
Governor Cuomo.
Tell me about what your reporters have been the day 2-3 story on the blackout.
Well, you know, of course, I would like to understand what went wrong with Con Ed. And we had this very exciting moment yesterday where Con Ed had been saying for a couple of days, there's no way it was this 13,000 fault, you know, transmitter line. It's just not it. It's new. It's fine. There's no way. It's completely not responsible. All right. It's responsible. You know, so, you know, there's an investigation into that, which Governor Cuomo called for. I would like to remind our listeners that Governor Cuomo also called for an investigation into Con Ed in December when we had that whole crazy Astoria Transformer alien blue sky event. And that investigation has neither been completed nor made public. So I'm not exactly sure what we're going to get out of this investigation. But it has not been a good press few days for de Blasio. I asked one of our interns to go out yesterday and talk to New Yorkers about how they were feeling about all of this. You know, because sometimes we make a big fuss about, oh my gosh, de Blasio wasn't here during the blackout, but what is he going to do? Like crawl into a hole and start like, making welds on, you know, anyway, I don't even know what you would have to do to fix it. And what we heard was interesting is that the people that we spoke to, for the most part, weren't annoyed that he was out of town during the blackout because that was viewed as something that was unforeseeable. What they did blame him for was for going out of town and planning a trip the weekend that it was known that ICE raids were supposed to be conducted in 10 cities across the country, including New York. And for a lot of people, that was, you know, like you can't predict a blackout, but everybody knew that these raids were supposed to be coming. So why would you leave town then?
Were people peeved that he was leaving town specifically to further his own political career?
Yes.
As opposed to something, leaving town for some other reason.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, and this comes on the heels of yesterday, the New York Post, who is no fan of de Blasio, you know, ran an editorial saying it's time for him to resign because it's clear he has no interest in actually being mayor. So this is like he tends to not get good press. And then he tends to not help himself because for the past 2 days, in the wake of all of this, he hasn't had any Q&As with reporters. You know, he's not putting himself out there. He's not having one today in the wake of all this news about Eric Garner, as far as I know, unless he's had an updated schedule in the past like 20 minutes. But he is meeting with the mayors of Brazilian cities in some private closed door meeting. So, you know, there seems to be this growing sentiment that he's not really conducting the people's business. And what he would say is he is. He's just doing it on a larger scale.
Cory Johnson seems to be ready too. I think we know who's running for mayor after Saturday night.
And he's raising money. We've got some campaign filing notices on a whole bunch of people.
Kate Hines, WNYC's planning editor. She always has a plan. Thank you for joining us, Kate.
Thank you, Allison.
That's it for this edition of All of It from WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.